We're Free FM, 106.7 WJFK. No restrictions, no barriers, no bull. Just free, free, free. Washington's Free FM, free, 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 free. 106.7 WJFK.
Doubling that horn part, you know you got the Penn Jillette Show. From Las Vegas, Nevada, this is Penn Jillette on the radio. We're on Free FM, sitting here with Michael Goudeau. 866-313-FREE is the phone number, 866-313-FREE, that's 3733, if you want to dial in. Pennradio at gmail.com, that's P-E-N-N-R-A-D-I-O at gmail.com. If you want to write us a Gmail, and pennradio.com. If you want to go to the website and pick up old shows, and you could also on the website get all the Mike Jones movie, and you know, and you can also pick up podcasts at iTunes
as right.
Podcasts. And we're very high up. Is what you want to say? What you want to say? We're number two on something. You want to say we're in the top two? You want to say we're in the top two? And then it could be one, could be okay. Two. People don't know.
Yeah.
How are we doing on podcasts? There,
we're in the top two.
Yeah. What's number one?
I don't know.
Yeah. What is number one? Good.
Nothing.
What's number one? We're number two. What's number one? What?
Harry?
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
How humiliating is that?
Harry Potter podcast is
Boy,
number one.
They're talk famous. About a buzzkill.
I got to say we're number two. We're number two.
Kind of, you know, it's like we were beaten by Thomas Jefferson or something.
That'd be fine, yeah.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
No, Harry Potter.
I'm feeling a little guilty today.
You know, Harry doesn't even exist.
I know.
He's not even doing his own show. It's not even Harry Potter. It's like if we were doing the Penn Jillette Show and Penn were not here.
Neither do we. Right. We're just a concept by which people measure their pain. That's all. I'll say it again. We're just a concept by which we measure our pain.
What does that mean?
It means it's a very slow news day. Very slow news day. If you've got a piece of news that we've missed in our 2 hours of reading every goddamn newspaper and every possible feed, we've even read Drudge, for the love of Christ. We're even willing to go with news that's made up. And there is nothing. So if you've got news that's important, 866-313-FREE, 3733. But you know something, Michael Goudeau?
Yes, sir.
Other shows, they worry about not having a slow news day. They have to extend their news stuff, have to extend their traffic. They have to do stuff like, anybody call in with their favorite kind of soda? What kind do you like to drink? I'm a cola man myself. What are you, crazy? You like cola? I like root beer, fool! I like root beer! And the guy calls up and goes, you know, I kind of like Sprite. You idiot, I'm hanging up on you! No one calls in liking Sprite! That's another... We don't have to do that. We don't have to do any of that filler stuff. You know why, Michael Goodell?
I don't know why.
Because it's Monkey Tuesday! And you know, on Monkey Tuesday, when it's a slow news day, and it's a Tuesday, we can not only do this show on monkeys, but we can also say the words over and over again and then play the theme all the way through. Because that's what you can do to fill time on Monkey Tuesday. Listen to the vibra slap. That's a bit funny. The vibra slap is coming up. And that vibra slap? Vibra slap's wonderful. That makes the whole thing. But I want, before we get to the monkey stories, and boy, we are maggoty with the monkey stories. We have people write in monkey stories. People are starting to write in monkey stories they make up. It's just fabulous. But there's some
long... to be like penthouse letters.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be writing in, but...
Dear monkey, I never believed your letters. You know, I wrote a... I wrote a penthouse letter once, Michael Goodall. Do you know that?
I do know that.
I had two goals in my life. One was to get a penthouse sex letter published, and one was to get one of those Reader's Digest little moments. And I've sent in a few Reader's Digest moments and never been selected. But I wrote a penthouse letter about having sex underwater. you know, deep underwater, 40 feet down in the Caribbean. I went down there with a model, and we had sex. I mean, it was a bet with Alex Bennett, who's a great radio guy. And, you know, I would only have sex on a bet. Yeah. I wouldn't do it for recreation.
That's gross.
What's in it for me?
How much did you make?
Well, he actually, I can't go into why. We had a negotiation. It was like $100, but there was a negotiation on it. But I can't go into it because yesterday, where I talked about this exact same thing with David Blaine,
yeah.
I got blipped. they just dumped the whole thing. So I can't talk about that particular subject on Free FM. It's Free FM. 866-313-FREE-3733. But I do want to talk about my my penthouse letter because it was a good one. I wrote the penthouse letter about having sex underwater. So it was pretty nice. It was, 'cause having sex 40 feet down in scuba outfits is really sexy and really great, especially for a big guy because you're weightless. And the fact that my date for that particular sexcapade, the fact that she got hypothermia because she had less body fat. She was a model, and she had to take all her wetsuit off. She had to go in without a wetsuit. So, I mean, she got wrinkly like Blaine in about, you know, 4 minutes.
Less time,
yeah, a lot less time.
She got out of the chains?
The part, he didn't even get out of the chains.
Did your girlfriend get out of the chains was my question. I'm not asking about her.
Yeah, she did get out of
the chains. I know Blaine didn't make it, but she got it.
Man. So, but all I want to tell you about the penthouse letter was it got published. It made me very proud. But also, the beginning of the penthouse letter, they would not print. They would not print the beginning. I wrote, "Dear Penthouse, I never believed your letters until I was working in a show in San Francisco. I'll call it Penn and Teller." I just thought that would be a really, really great funny thing.
Really
they didn't
funny.
Do it.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it.
But you have brought up not even getting out of the chains.
Sorry.
When you get into magic, you read about Houdini, you read about escapes, okay? And you get yourself a set of leg irons and a set of handcuffs, and you learn to get out of them. There is nobody who's read one magic book, nobody who cannot do an escape out of handcuffs and leg irons. Nobody. So I don't care about the Navy SEAL dive team. He didn't even get out of the leg irons. Talk about a previously solved problem. That's like a baseball player who goes to the batting cage, you know, goes to the whatever it's called, home plate, and forgets his forgets his baseball bat. I mean, not being able to get out of the leg irons. But we were too, I mean.
I just think somebody stepped on the hose.
Well, yeah, of course, the trick didn't work.
Somebody stepped on the air hose.
And what happened?
Than you thought.
What happened? Wasn't there a big poster behind him that said, "Break the world's record or die trying"? Or fail miserably? I mean, were there three on that list?
No, there are only two.
I think maybe he covered it up with his head and then went, at the end, fail miserably was there. But yesterday we were too mean, you know, because Chris Angel was here. And Chris Angel and I, you know, we get to going and we get really catty and bitchy. And, you know, we're both jealous that David Blaine's getting all this attention. And, you know, we get really pissy and bitchy, you know. And we did that. And today, I feel really guilty because the news reports are just brutal, you know? And I like Schadenfreude.
They're his friends and kind of messing with him. And
yeah.
Now the news is kicking him down.
I like Schadenfreude as much as anybody.
Damage.
You know, well, liver damage is what you say you have and you want no one to check on it, you know? That's what you have, the liver damage. Oh, I think I got some liver damage, yeah. Compare that to Charles Bukowski. Charles Bukowski had liver damage. Keith Richards
Flock
has
raw.
Liver
Those
damage.
Geese have
yeah,
liver damage.
Liver damage. Ooh, David Blaine frog raw. That's really nice. Yeah, but, you know, he did this thing. Magic tricks, you're supposed to either, with a magic trick, you're supposed to either fool people or not fool people. You're not supposed to have the magic trick not work. You know? The fact that he did this thing. And he also, the time is pathetic. Yes, it's longer than any. You could never do that, could you, Penn? No, because I'm proudly at about 25% body fat. That's where I am. I eat air. When I do scuba diving, like when we did our underwater special, yeah. Oh, that's right. We did do an underwater special the year before Blaine.
I spent 12 hours underwater every day, and I didn't even get a trick out of it. I had no underwater sex, and I didn't get to do a trick.
when I'm on scuba gear, because of my weight, because of my size, because of my fat content, I just suck. I mean, it's like a tank every 2 minutes for me. What is the call about? You got a call?
Yeah, we got a lot of calls.
What are they about?
We are wasting.
There's no news.
We have a guy in New York who wants to give us a weather update.
Okay, we don't want weather. What else?
We have someone with a monkey story.
That's you mean you have someone with a monkey with story?
An actual monkey story.
You have a monkey story?
Someone's calling in with a monkey
story.
Well,
after all, it is Monkey Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. What line is it?
It is line two. Let's see if we get Serene.
Serene, are you there? Because you heard the music, you know what day it is. What's up, Serene?
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, this is Serene. How are you, Ben?
Doing very well. What's your name? Spell your name for me.
Serene. S-A-R-E-E-N.
S-A-R-E-N. Serene. Boy, that's a really great name. How'd you end up with that name?
I'm from the biggest population of the monkeys country, India.
You're from India. Nice. You're from India with all the monkeys. Oh, Serene, I have dreamt about this phone call. Lay it on me, daddy-o. Tell me about the monkeys. Tell me about the monkeys, George.
I tell you, Ben, they're a crazy, crazy bunch of animals, just like as you said before a couple of times in your show. Every Tuesday I listen to it. I just never thought about calling. I didn't think I was a good storyteller.
Well, try.
Well, what happened to me was I was in this, like, a rural village type of a market. It was a bunch of years ago. And
What part of India?
It's called Jalandhar in Punjab area.
Okay, sure.
Northern India.
I've been there. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So what happened to me was right in front of my eyes, I was there with my brother, and right in front of my eyes, a team of monkeys came by to this poor guy that sells fruit for a living. And I don't know, probably that was all, his kids were going to eat the, you know, money after he had to make, you know, sell the fruit. But all of a sudden, this bunch of monkeys came by and robbed the whole thing he had. It was like 30 of them just robbed him blind. The poor guy was chasing them all over. He would chase one and they would jump off and then come back. And it was like the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, a very poor man in India being deprived of his food is really, really funny. Tell us more.
I had no other choice. I couldn't do but anything but to laugh, you know.
You wanted to help. You're a humanitarian.
You know,
but you know comedy.
I was worried that if they were going to start robbing my pocket.
And how many were there of monkeys?
It was a whole, you know, like a whole clan of them, like babies and elders. It was like a whole group, like 20 of them or something close to that, I guess.
And what kind of monkeys are these?
Those are the ones they call langur, the ones that they have, they're like a red butt. Their butt is like red or...
Oh, yeah, those, like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, those are really mean monkeys.
Yeah, that's what I thought, And till this day, I always, anytime I see monkeys in a zoo with my kids, and the only thing I remember is that story, and I try to tell them, and they don't think it's really funny.
Well, you have finally, sir, you have finally come to a country where people appreciate your monkey story.
Monkey story is a funny story.
It's a great story. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for calling, man. See, that's the thing.
Serene, wow.
Remember that great quote about that David Blaine had about his stunts brought the Hindus and the Muslims and everybody together?
Sure.
I think this just shows that Monkey Tuesday, a little slow there, that Monkey Tuesday brings people together so beautifully.
All cultures, all races.
Serene, huh? In Punjab. I think I was up in Punjab. It's in northern India.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the monkeys that I saw in India were smaller, little HIV-infested, trying-to-bite-your-leg monkeys. I didn't have... Yeah. And I also want to add...
part of the tour?
I also want to add that we was on a tour. You know, I was doing that stupid TV show. So they brought us to these horrible places and tried to find people that did magic in nightmare, horrible, filth-filled, disease-ridden... It's a horrible thing. But I want to say that Serene, although he didn't say this on the air, it's very, very important that Serene, after the guy was robbed by the monkeys and he was laughing hysterically at the poor man losing all this fruit, Serene said this to the call screener. We talked before that. We would have never put him on the air unless he said that he came to America. He made a lot of money, probably in computers. We don't know how, but probably in computers. Made a lot of money. He had the man's name. an address and sent him a tremendous amount of money. So the guy who was robbed by the monkeys was also helped by one of our free FM listeners. So that's, I just want to make that very clear. Because otherwise it would seem that I was giggling a little bit, you know.
At the expense
Maybe at the expense of a man who had his fruit stolen by monkeys. There's nothing funny about that unless there's something beautiful at the end. And what was beautiful at the end was that he sent over a lot of fruit and vegetables to the vendor, and he sent over a carton of Cools to the monkeys. The monkeys had a full carton so they could light up, and you know, and one of those lighters.
Am I supposed to stop you at some point and say you were just lying? Or you just expect me to believe this?
Oh, no, we found that out from the call screeners. Okay. I just don't think, you know, we just didn't want, I don't want people thinking, you know, that we're that kind of cruel. So Rudy had a whole little thing on your computer.
Yeah,
he let me read that said, you can tell this funny monkey story, but please keep in mind and tell people that the man who lost all his fruit to the monkeys was entirely reimbursed. And, we also told Serene that we were going to we were sending him some money too. The guy was robbed by the monkeys. The monkeys.
We're sending him a flashlight.
We're sending him not just a flashlight. Sending him a flashlight and a water pump. And we also have told the guy that if he gets enough fruit, he can earn enough money. Come over here. We'll give him tickets to our stupid shows. So he can come over here, and we'll even give him if the monkey vendor. If we get a call right now, 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. If you call in, the monkey vendor in the Punjab region of India who was robbed by monkeys and brought us such pleasure. Get to Vegas. We'll give you a room at the Rio. We'll give you tickets to the Benatella show. We'll give you tickets to the Lance Burton show. And Happy Jack will buy you donuts. So it's, and I'll tell you one thing. In this particular house, in the Pendulet compound, what's called the Slammer here in Las Vegas, there's few things that are true. But here, you are safe from monkeys. You will not have all your produce stolen by monkeys. We have a very,
you might
very...
be listening because, you know, we are in the top two podcasts.
I know. So maybe we have one of those. We have another great monkey story coming up. We have several monkey stories coming up because it is Monkey Tuesday.
Some in the elite have filled the vacuum. In the case of Don and Mike.
The vacuum of radio legends.
Don and Mike. Afternoons on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Now, you people got to hear commercials, but we have been listening to that theme the whole time. Over and over again, because we get a little nutty about monkeys on these days. Now, we had a call. I want to tell you, first of all, Patrick, who's our board operator, Patrick has a week off to be able to see his parents and hang out with his new daughter and stuff. He called in on his day off to play monkey sounds to us today. That's the kind of dedication that that this monkey day, the Tuesday of monkeys, brings to us. There's a call. We have a call screener in New York named Rudy who looks through the stuff. Is it Rudy that does the screener?
No, Rudy doesn't do the screener.
There's a call screener in New York whose name we don't know. Do you know the person's name?
I don't, but okay. He'll type it in any second now.
What's Matt?
Matt,
who does, and he is very impartial. He is, you know, he is like, he's who you want for justice. He's who you want for a judge. He just types in the information, but he has said, take this call. So let's take that call.
We're going to line 9. This is Odie.
Odie?
Odie.
Hey, okay. Ben, Michael, how you doing?
Never doing better, boss. How you doing?
Good. Listen, I'm calling from upstate New York. I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I went to the Catskill Game Farm with my grandparents.
I've been to the Catskill Game Farm. Yeah, that's where a llama bit my head. Go on. Well,
yeah, I think all the animals up there are vicious, man.
Vicious, yeah.
The front gate. And they have, I'm going to say Reese's monkeys. I'm not sure if they were, but they're little tiny monkeys.
Do they have peanut butter in the center?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, okay.
Yeah, you know, the peanut butter chocolate Reese's monkey.
Yeah.
And they're in this little cage, and I go up, and I stand like right in front of it, just admiring these cute little monkeys.
And how old are you?
Probably 6 or 7. Maybe 8. I was a little kid.
Okay.
And one of the little things reach out, grabs me by my bangs, and pulls my face right into the bars of the cage. Now my grandmother's about 3 foot nothing, and she is karate chopping this little monkey, and he's not letting go. He's just screeching, and she's screeching. I don't know who was screeching loud. I'm just going, get it off me, get it off me. And my grandfather stood there and laughed at him.
Yeah, for the grandfather. What was your grandfather's first name?
Grandpa was, like you said, math impartial. Grandpa was impartial. He wanted to see what I and my grandmother could do.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
great show. Fantastic show.
Wait a minute.
And keep listening. Thanks a lot.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Did your grandmother finally won? Is that right? Or you still got your face against the monkey cage at the Catskill Game Farm?
Actually,
how did you get away?
The handlers or ticket takers or whatever was right by the front had to come out, open the thing, grab the monkey, and the monkey finally let go of me.
And how do you feel about monkeys now?
I think they're still cute, but I don't get any closer than a foot away.
Okay. Thanks so much for the call. Thanks a lot, man. The best part of that call is the grandfather. I mean, I just hope, we did this whole show about me being an older parent. I'm 51 years old, and my daughter is one. So I don't know if I'll ever get to be a grandfather. But if I am, I promise you, I will take my grandchild to Catskill Game Farm in upstate New York and get him or her really close to the monkey cage. Watch, I mean, I guess that's one. They should do a Hallmark ad. There should be a Hallmark ad about, the wonders of family. And they should just show a good stately grandfather laughing his old ass off at his grandson being held by the bangs by a monkey, by a peanut butter-filled monkey.
Grandpa seemed down. Come to the Catskills Monkey Farm.
It's the Catskill Game Farm. And when I went there, a llama bit my head. So I guess there's a lot of hair. Do we have any other monkey stories?
We do, oddly enough. If you can believe
it. See, now, other days we try to do a show. But on Monkey Tuesday, as far as I'm concerned, you just call and make us laugh. Who else has an evil, horrible monkey story?
This is Line 10. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Never better, boss. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Hey, I've got a great story for you guys today on Monkey Tuesday. Now, I know last night...
They don't play the music for me when I say Monkey Tuesday. Why do they do it for cars?
I've got the number two monkey in a story for you. I was in the Woodley Park Zoo in D.C., and my mom and sister were waiting to see the panda, so me and my pops broke away to check out the monkey house. Well, there was a beautiful teacher. I mean, we're talking a 10. She was blonde, had a low-cut dress on, just gorgeous. And she has about 8 or 9 students, and she's pointing out all the different monkeys. And me and my dad noticed this huge orangutan kind of fiddling with himself. And on close, and we kept checking it out, and he was looking directly at the teacher. Well, a couple minutes passed by, and he proceeds to, that's when the teacher noticed, and, took the kids away very hurriedly. But I looked at my dad and said, they're so much like us. I thought you guys liked that. It was definitely an amazing monkey story.
That's fabulous, Chris. Thank you. Well, the genetic material between people and monkeys is only, they're 98% us.
Yeah.
Sure, so. Now, you gotta know.
The other 2% is mint flavor.
Now, I'm sure that an awful lot of that was dumped. I'm sure that Free FM didn't play a lot of that. So if you go to the website, I'm sure Dustin is doing a good job. If you go to the website, penradio.com, we will have up the gaps in Chris's monkey story. We'll put those up on the web because... Dad, there's so much like us.
I'm waiting, man. I can't wait till my kids are old enough to go to the Monkey Zoo. I have that written down on a card in my wallet now.
Dad, there's so... He didn't even say dad. He said pops, right?
Yeah.
Pops, there's so much like us. Oh, what a beautiful story. So well told. Man, that is what we're all... Oh, man. Is there another caller who dares follow that story?
Well, yes, of course. We have plenty.
We have to find out how much of that was done. But make sure, absolutely, Goudeau, that Dustin fills in all those blanks word for word. Or maybe can we even get a clip of the stuff that was dumped and put it up on the website? Can we do that? We want to get it. We'll do something. We'll get some sort of way. You can go to penradio.com and make sure that you hear the whole. I mean, if you want to, it was probably inappropriate. Pops, they're so much like us. It was probably an inappropriate thing for regular radio, but maybe I found it a bit humorous. Let's take another call because I can't talk. I can't talk.
Line six. This is Mike. How are you, Mike?
Hey, Mike. How you doing this Monkey Tuesday?
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks, Mike. What's up?
I love your show on Showtime, by the way. My girlfriend and I watch it every week. It's absolutely great.
Well, thank you so much, man.
The earliest recollection I actually have is when I was a child, I was with my family down in Florida, and they took me to a zoo, and I was standing there, looking at the monkeys. They were just like the regular, I don't know what type of monkeys they were, they're just the regular kind of monkey. And
Monkey.
And standing next to me was this rather large, rotund African-American woman, and...
Oh! Woman, and what did you do?
I think my grandmother or my mother tried pulling me away from the cage, but all I could, I mean, I don't go to zoos anymore because that's all I think of.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is sometimes on Monkey Tuesday. It's very important that the Tuesday of Monkey be a microcosm for all of life. We have the very funny stories, and we have also the public service announcements. I mean, we are here for the public. We are here to educate and inform. If you are at a zoo and a monkey climbs up high in the bars and sticks his thing through the bars, you should move away from the monkey cage. Move in an orderly fashion. Don't push. Don't rush. Don't make it like a Who concert in Ohio. Just move back nice and slow and easy, because that monkey may be having some problems. He may have some hostility towards you. So please, this is just a public service announcement. That's what this is. Just to make sure it's very, very clear. And this PSA is brought to you by Monkey Tuesday! Very nice.
You know, the circus is really smart about this. The circus has decided, and I'm sure you know this.
Oh, yeah, I know. They always
That's the
do
smartest
that.
Thing I've ever heard, really.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so lucky.
That's great. Yeah, you got to do that for liability. Yeah, I think that if the idea that a monk, well, in the case of being considered very
lucky, sure.
And compared to the things a tiger can do to you, being is pretty lucky. Tearing by a tiger. I'm still haven't recovered from Chris's story. Most of the time when they use the dump button, I really think it's okay. It's fine because you're not really missing anything. I got to tell you that if you miss that, you did miss something. So go to penradio.com. We'll have at least a transcript up and probably a clip fairly soon. If we don't have that by tomorrow, heads will roll. I'll tell you that right now. Because I try to be kind and fair to everyone. But if someone screws up my Monkey Tuesday, they're out. We'll be back after this. the Penn Jillette theme for the Tuesday of Monkeys. We're at 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. We get a little talking to during the... during the break. Turns out that much of what we're saying today is being dumped, not going out over the air. And I have not really recovered from Chris's story. You know, as the story was going along, and I think this is the definition of good radio, find something that was dumped and then talk about it for the rest of the show.
let's just go back over that.
I thought it was okay. You know, I thought it was okay and just a little bit very risque story. But the punchline, Pops, They're Just Like Us. As a matter of fact, I think Pops, They're Just Like Us is going to go into my vocabulary all the time. I don't think that I'm ever going to see anything, you know, that's disgusting without thinking Pops, They're Just Like Us. As a matter of fact, the Aristocrats, you know, the movie idea could have just as easily been called Pops, They're Just Like Us. Oh, man, Chris, you are a genius. We were talking about how beautifully constructed it was. His description of the teacher, everything. It was just beautiful, 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 beautiful. Thank you so much for that story. I got a few to read, but I guess we should. We got a call still?
We have quite a few calls
now,
still.
Just so you know, as you're doing these calls, the people that we're taking on the air, we can't have too many things dumped anymore. So if your story really has to do with excrement or pee or sex acts, you really should stay away from that. We should really stick with the truly funny family stories of like a very poor man in India having all his fruit stolen by monkeys or monkey bites. Let's try to stick with that. Try to stay away from the scatological and sexual elements of the Tuesday of Monkeys and stick with the violence of Monkey Tuesday. Let's take a call. What line do you want?
How about line 5? Let's talk to Gary on line 5.
Hey, Gary, what's up?
Ben?
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Hey, Ben, Mike, how you doing, guys? I love your show, man. The only problem with it is it's too short.
Thank you so much. That's very kind of you. What's up, man? You got a monkey story for us?
I got two quick stories. Once when I was a kid, my dad's friend used to have a spider monkey.
Oh, yeah.
That's the ones with the long tail, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is,
that's a new world monkey.
House and steal food. You know, if you're over there eating, he'd steal your food and whatnot. It used to freak me out. I'm like, why is this monkey running around the house? And I went to steal my food off the plate, and I reached for it, and that thing bit me right on the finger, you know? I still have a scar to it. To this day, I'm 53 years old.
And you got a scar?
I looked back at it, and it was funny. But the other thing is, they used to be the traveling circus. They used to come around, right?
Uh-huh.
And did you ever hear of a mandrill?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Andrew is a type of monkey that's very, he's got like purple and blue on his face and other areas that we don't
know. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, the mandrill, when they first came out with color monitors for computers, you know, like in the 80s, they always showed a mandrill's face and sometimes his ass just to show how good the colors were. Go on.
Yeah. Hey, man. I'm probably about 10 years old or whatever, and there's this little traveling circus, and this mandrill, it must have been. I don't know. This thing was used to its routine because every time anybody come in front of the cage, they had a red face just like the mandrill. It was so embarrassed about it.
All I can say.
It was a little kid. It was the most disgusting thing you've ever seen. And the monkey actually smiled. He loved it.
You know
that he was used to it. He loved it every time. I didn't hear Chris's story because I had the radio down because I was on hold.
Pops.
Trying to get onto PennRadio.com for Monkey Tuesday.
Pops,
and listen to that story.
They're just like us.
My little piece of monkey fact.
Thank you so much. Pops, they're just like us. Here we are on Monkey Tuesday. Okay, well, we know what every call is going to be now.
We do have one that does seem to be off of the bleepable parts.
Really?
We do have a call here, line 2.
Okay.
This is Pat. If you don't mind taking one more call,
one
we
more
should talk
try.
To Pat.
Okay, Pat.
Pat's got it down.
Okay, Pat.
Hey,
lay it
how
on
are
us.
You guys?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Love the show.
Thanks.
I'm heading down to Vegas to live for my family. Maybe I can run into you guys or see you. You guys are great.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, man. What's up?
Anyway, I was at Park Safari Africa in Canada on the Canadian border.
Uh-huh.
This was years ago outside of Plattsburgh, New York. And I had a new car at the time, and I was driving through, going through the monkey area, and they said, beware of the monkeys. So about 10 of them circled my car. And this one special one, like he was the leader of the pack, jumped up on the hood and came right up to the windshield and looked in. So I was like making faces at him. But, you know, don't do that. And believe it or not, he made like a face back. He jumped off the car. He took his fingernails and he peeled all the chrome on both sides of my car off. Picked it up, jumped on the hood, dropped it and left. Looked at me and left.
What kind of face did you make at him? You made a chrome peeling face in a monkey.
He was upset. You can tell you that it really torqued him. So that was that.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for calling.
That's a funny story there, Pat.
Pat was making faces at the monkey.
Yeah.
And you know, the important part of that story, you may not have noticed this. It may have blown past you pretty quickly. But he said, my car. He did not say our car, right? He did not say my mom's car or my dad's car. He said my car. This meant that he was a full-grown adult, at least 16 and a half years old, sticking his face against the windshield and making faces at the lead monkey. And those are the kind of listeners we want. As a matter of fact, I mean, I don't know if we can get a billboard that says, if you wouldn't make a face at a monkey, do not listen. Do a Pendulum Free
FM.
That's
our new slogan.
Want me to read a monkey story?
You should read this monkey story because that's a really good
one. This is a really good monkey story. And this is kind of, it kind of hits you in the heart, hits you in the head. Kind of. Penn and Mike, when I was 4 years old, my parents took me to Duluth, Minnesota for my first family vacation. Who the hell goes to Duluth for your family vacation? I mean, if you can go to Hibbing and see Bob Dylan's birthplace, but Duluth? Why? Why the hell would you go to Duluth? If that doesn't sound cruel in itself, wait, there's more. One of the highlights planned was a trip to the Duluth Zoo to see the lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. As this was over 35 years ago, my recollection of the trip is vague at best. However, one event of the zoo will be indelibly etched in my little four-year-old brain forever. At that time, I was still very attached to a filthy and beaten-up teddy bear that I had had since birth. So much so that it had to be within my eyesight, if not in my grubby little clutches at all times. Lost eyes, tattered ears, and seams spewing stuffing have been lovingly repaired by my mother over the years. So, of course, Teddy, as I so cleverly named him, was with me on our splendid family day at the zoo in Duluth, Minnesota. The monkeys. That's, you got a whole headline there, like it's a Melville.
Separate section.
The monkeys, the whale. The monkeys were located in an open pit enclosure and viewed over a chest-high guardrail. As I was only 3 years old, good old Dad put me on his shoulder so I could get a better view of the monkey prison. I imagine I was probably expecting a scene from the Jungle Book to be taking place. I wanted to see talking, singing, dancing, and possibly smoking monkeys. What I got was three bored, out of their mind, junky-looking chimps huddled together against a concrete wall. Needless to say, a very disappointed four-year-old. So in order to get them at least to move, I began making monkey sounds and swinging Teddy over my head in a circle. The answer to your question of what happened next is yes. As time seems to slow down in the midst of a horrific car accident, so it did here. I watched my beloved ratty teddy bear slip from my hands, pirouette through the air, and land in the monkey pit below. My mom, dad, grandmother, and I all froze in a jaw-dropping tableau as we watched one of the monkeys leave the huddle and knuckle walk over to my bear. He poked at it, sniffed it, and then picked it up. Then the other two took interest and joined their little buddy to see what had fallen from the heavens. And this is when the storm. He has another word in there I can't use. The storm began. A chilling and brutal frenzy of screaming, running, and teeth-baring suddenly ensued as they fought over my stuffed toy. These sickly, slug-like monkeys suddenly turned into PCP-addled maniacs as they tore my bear apart limb from limb. One would grab it from another and tear off an arm. Another would jump on its back and rip off its head as it bled yellow styrofoam entrails all over the den floor. All that I can remember from that point on is screaming hysterically and my mom trying in vain to comfort me as she carried me away from the den. All that I wanted to see was funny, playful monkeys, not the chimpanzee version of the last chapter of Lord of the Flies, dismembering my teddy bear. My parents tell me that I just wasn't right for several months after that. No friggin' kidding. I thought you might enjoy my childhood trauma with monkeys. F monkeys. So I just want you to know there's the public service side of this day. There's the public service side of if a monkey climbs up high on the bars, get away from the cage. There's the comedy side of pops. They're just like us. And then there's the sad and poignant side of a childhood lost to Lord of the Flies, junky monkeys in Duluth, Minnesota. We cover everything on Monkey Tuesday.
Kind of a sad, slow version of Monkey.
I know, we have to talk to...
We'll talk to...
He has to do like a minor key, minor key theme for that kind
of
stuff.
For the horror monkey stories.
There's a bird story here. There's a guy, there's a little... I don't want to, what I wish we had done, if we had done it a whole different way, we would have gotten these bummer monkey stories out of the way and then ended on the Chris Pops. They're just like us. There's a guy in Austin, Texas. This is from April 30th, 2006. His friend's hand was a mangled mess. Most of it was gone. The station wagon had stalled after the driver desperately tried to ram through the gate. Now the chimpanzee had attacked them on isolated mountain road in West Africa, and he was coming at them again. It was supposed to be his day of sightseeing, April 23rd at Takagama Chimpanzee Sanctuary had turned to a moment seared into Gary Brown's memory. Yeah, monkeys will bite off your fingers. If you ever see a guy who does monkey shows all the time, works with monkeys all the time, like chimpanzees, if he holds up his hands, it's like a shop teacher. You know, shop teachers are always missing a finger or two? Guys that work with monkeys, when they get you, will bite off your fingers and they swallow them right away. It's a way to really thwart any sort of microsurgery.
They'll bite off, actually. There's another specific area that monkeys will go for.
Oh, yeah, they will.
They will leave out.
They will. Which is one of the major reasons we think monkeys are so funny. You know, monkeys are so funny because they attack us in really interesting, wonderful ways. The guy here at the monkey park in Africa lost three fingers. Three fingers he lost being attacked by a monkey. So people, he's got three fingers lost.
Hanging loose.
All he can do is hang loose. Yeah, that's how the surfers came about it. They'd play with monkeys, then they would go surfing all the time. So tomorrow we'll be back with another Penn Jillette show on the subject of news, and we hope that there's some news, because America is desperate for some real news. Monday was all just, you know, David Blaine, who is uncanny. His super magical ability is to be able to do his stunts on slow news days. You know, it's amazing how he plans these things when nothing is happening, so news people are desperate to write something, so they write, you know, a guy is in a swimming pool. News at 11. So we, of course, had Monkey Tuesday. But we will be back tomorrow when it will be Wednesday. We'll deal with serious subjects. There's a lot of stuff we want to talk about with facilitated learning with autistic kids. You might very well be talking about that tomorrow. Or something big might happen in the news that we have to cover. But today was a very good... I want to tell you again, Penn Radio, PennRadio.com is where you want to go to hear the full Chris story. And I'll leave you with one thought and one thought only. Pops, they're just like us.
We're on the web at 106.7 freefm.com.